Welcome back. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building an Amen style percussion layer for drum and bass, and then doing the key move that makes it feel expensive, splitting it into crisp transients and dusty mids, and offsetting those layers by just a few milliseconds so the groove rolls harder without your main drums losing punch. The vibe here is jungle energy with modern control. And it's totally beginner friendly, because we're going to keep one rule the entire time: your main snare is the timing ruler. Everything else is allowed to move around it. Alright, let's set the foundation first. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a drum rack on a MIDI track for your main one shots. Keep this simple. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2, snare on beat 4. If you want a little extra drive, you can add an extra kick just before beat 3, but don't overcomplicate it yet. The point is, this main kit is your clean, punchy backbone. The Amen layer is not here to be your main snare. It's here to add movement, ghost notes, chatter, and that breakbeat life around the grid. Now, let's grab an Amen style source. You've got two good options. Option A is an actual Amen break, or any classic break. Option B is any gritty top loop or percussion loop that already has ghost notes and room tone. Don't get stuck on the word Amen. We're chasing the behavior, not the history lesson. Drag your loop onto an audio track. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, because we're working with percussive material and we want clean slicing. For preserve, start at 1/16. Then look at the transient setting and aim somewhere around 50 to 80. Higher means more slicing. Lower means it behaves more like a continuous loop. Use your ears and don't worry about perfect. We're going to process this heavily anyway. Next step is the big workflow upgrade. Slice it to MIDI. Right-click the warped break and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, and use the built-in slice to drum rack preset. Now you've got each hit mapped into a drum rack, which means you can edit, regroove, and process it like a modern drum kit instead of being stuck with one piece of audio. Quick coaching note here: gain staging. Before we start adding drum bus and distortion, we want consistency. On your new Amen layer track, put a utility at the very top. Pull the gain down so your channel isn't slamming. A nice beginner target is peaks landing somewhere around -12 to -6 dBFS. The reason is simple. Saturation reacts differently to loud hits. If the level is wild, your tone will be wild. We want predictable. Now we're going to create the two-band approach: transients and dusty mids. There are two ways to do this. You can do it inside one audio effect rack with two chains, or, for clarity and easier offsetting, I recommend duplicating the track into two separate tracks. Let's do the easier to learn method. Duplicate. Duplicate your Amen tracks so you have two. Rename one Amen transients. Rename the other Amen dusty mids. Perfect. Now we'll process them differently. Let's build the Amen transients track first. This is the crisp, modern snap layer. Think ticks, clicks, stick noise, the little edges that help the groove speak on smaller speakers. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 HE. We're removing low junk and body, because the body belongs to your main kick and snare. If it sounds boxy, you can dip a little around 300 to 500 HE. And if it needs a bit more bite, add a gentle boost in the 6 to 10 KHE area. Keep it subtle. 1 to 3 dB is plenty. Next, add drum bus. Set drive low to moderate, like 2 to 8%. Then push the transients control up, somewhere between +10 and +30. This is where the crispness really happens. If it gets too spitty or sharp, use the damp control to calm the harshness. Optional. Add saturator after drum bus. Use soft clip mode, drive it 1 to 4 dB, and then trim the output so you don't get fooled by loudness. Always level match when you're making tone decisions. Now, quick check. If you solo this track and it sounds like you added a whole new hat loop, it's too bright. Pull back the top end, reduce drum bus transients, or low pass slightly. This layer should be edge, not cymbal takeover. Alright, onto the Amen dusty mids track. This is the texture bed. It's the old break character. Papery mids, room tone, crunch, and that glued together feeling. Add EQ8 first. High pass higher than you think, 250 to 500 HC. Yes, really. This prevents it from fighting your kick and snare body. Then low pass around 6 to 10 KHE to keep it from competing with hats. If you want presence, a small boost around 1 to 3 KHE can add that paper and cardboard vintage bite. Now add roar, since we're in Live 12. Try tape or overdrive style. Keep the drive low to medium. The goal is hair, not fuzz. And keep the tone a bit dark. If you don't want roar, saturator in analog clip mode works great too. Around 2 to 6 dB of dry. Optional grit, redux. Downsample around 2 to 6, very subtle. If it gets harsh instantly, back off. Redux is one of those devices that goes from nice texture to broken speaker in half a millimeter. Then add a compressor to make the dusty mids consistent. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so transients can pass a little. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You're basically turning this into a stable moving carpet underneath your main drums. Now, an important quality control trick. Band limiting on purpose. Mute your hats for a moment. Listen to the dusty mids. If it suddenly sounds like a hat track, it's too bright. Lower the low-pass cutoff until it stops pretending it's cymbals. This should feel like mid-range grit and room, not a second top loop. Cool. Now we do the star move. Micro-offset these layers with track delay. Go to the mixer and make sure you can see track delay, the little D field. If you don't see it, enable it in the mixer controls. Here's the golden rule again. Do not offset your main kick and snare. Your main snare stays the truth. We offset the amen layers around it. On amen transients, set track delay to a small negative value so it sits slightly ahead. Start at minus 8 milliseconds. That's a great default for urgency. On amen dusty mids, set track delay to a small positive value so it sits slightly behind. Start at plus 10 milliseconds. Play the loop. What you're listening for is not I hear the delay. You're listening for the groove to feel like it leans forward, but the snare still lands like a hammer on 2 and 4. Now let's fine-tune like a coach. Solo your main snare track together with amen transients. Adjust the transient delay until it adds edge without turning into a flam. If you hear a distinct double hit, you've gone too far, or your transient layer has too much body. Bring the delay closer to zero or high pass a bit more. Then solo your main snare with MN dusty mids. Adjust the dusty delay until it feels like a tail, a room, or a shadow behind the snare. If it starts sounding like a second snare hit, again, you shifted too far or your mid layer still has too much transient content. Tighten the EQ. Lower the transient emphasis or reduce the delay amount. A great mindset here is a slash B snapshots. Make it easy to confirm you're improving the groove, not just changing it. Set both delays back to 0 milliseconds for a moment and listen. That's your state 1. Then re-enable your offsets and listen again. That's state 2. If state 2 makes your head nod more, you win. If it just sounds messier, pull it back. Now let's glue this into a modern drum bus. Group your drum tracks into a drum group. Your main kick and snare, hats, amen transients, and amen dusty mids. On the drum group, add EQ 8 for cleanup. If it feels cloudy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. If it's harsh, a small dip around 6 to 9 KHC can smooth things. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You only want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The point is cohesion, not pumping. Optional. Add drum bus on the group with a tiny bit of drive, like 2 to 5%. Be careful with boom on DNB drum groups. Often it's better off, because your sub and kick relationship is usually handled elsewhere. Now, optional but super useful, sidechain control to protect the snare. Put a compressor on each amen track, enable sidechain, and choose your main snare as the input. Ratio 2 to 1, fast attack like 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You only need a little dip when the snare hits. The idea is, snare stays king, break stays alive. Alright, let's make this feel like a track and not just a loop. For arrangement, try this simple energy ladder. First 8 bars, dusty mids only, darker and filtered. You can low pass it around 5 to 7 KHC so it feels tucked back. At the drop, bring in the transients and open the filters a touch. Every 4 bars, do one small variation. Mute the transient layer for a bar so the groove breathes, or reverse a single slice quietly for ear candy, or add a tiny fill like an eighth note snare roll. If you want a pro trick right before a drop, automate the track delays back toward zero for just one beat, then snap them back to your offsets. That sudden tightness makes the rolling feel hit harder when it returns. Now let's quickly cover the common mistakes so you can avoid the headaches. Mistake 1. Offsetting the main snare or kick. Don't do it. Keep the backbone tight. Mistake 2. Leaving low end in the amen layer. High pass aggressively. Break lows will fight your kick and sub and make your mix feel smaller. Mistake 3. Overbright transients. If it turns into cheap white noise hats, ease off 8 to 12 KHC, reduce drum bus transients, and consider narrowing it with utility width around 60 to 90% so it hits harder. Mistake 4. Too loud. This layer is often felt more than heard. A great test is to mute it. If the groove collapses when it's muted, it was doing its job. If the groove barely changes, it's too quiet. If the groove gets cleaner and better when muted, it was too loud or too messy. Mistake 5. Warp artifacts. If it feels randomly early and late in different places, rewarp. From bar 1. Try beats mode with preserve at 1/8 instead of 1/16, or manually fix one bad transient with a warp marker instead of changing global settings. Now let's do a quick mini practice run you can complete in 10 to 15 minutes. Build your basic kick and snare at 174 BPM. Add your sliced amen. Duplicated into amen transients and amen dusty mids. Set transients to -8 milliseconds, dusty mids to +10 milliseconds. Start both amen tracks muted. Bring up the dusty mids first until you feel the groove start to roll. Then bring up the transients until the rhythm speaks, but doesn't sound like you added another hat loop. Finally, export a 16-bar loop and listen at low volume. Low volume is honest. Ask yourself, does it still roll? Does the snare still smack cleanly? If yes, you nailed it. Recap to lock it in.